Margaret, let's talk a little bit about the day we met.
The day we met.
Yeah.
The day we met, what I remember was I remember seeing you at a party. I was about 13 years old, actually. My memory is that it was in your parents' basement.
Hmm.
That was very likely.
Well, my memory of the first time we met was at another party, and it was at a mutual friend, Aaron Mack's house.
That was not the first time we met.
To me, in my memory, that's the very first time we met.
Yeah.
But I don't know that really is the first time we met.
I know the party you're talking about.
Really?
Yes.
What do you remember about it?
Well, I guess I was still probably about 13 years old, and I remember that we were dancing at that party, and there were lots of people dancing, and it was a festive time, and some of the kids were kissing, and you kissed me.
We tried kissing.
Yeah. It was the first time I ever kissed a guy, ever, and it made my tummy drop to my knees and back again. It was really thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty sweet. In my memory, that's the day that we met, but, you know, I don't know. You wouldn't have kissed me the very first day we met.
No, I would not. I'm not that kind of girl.
So I'll just
I resent your implication.
I'll just imagine that's the second time.
Yeah, at least.
But
maybe the
first time was so spectacular, it burned from my memory.
Well, I was just one of your groupies sitting around you know.
I did not perceive it.
I know. I was one in the crowd.
In that way.
Well, so when we did finally get together, like 30 years later.
A really long time later.
We got together.
And let's not just totally jump ahead, but let's say this. I got married first.
Yeah, you
well,
did.
Well, and right as I was about to get divorced, Margaret got married.
And there still had been no...
And there had never been romance between us, but her marriage lasted
like 20
years.
I think either one of us might have been interested at that point.
and so really, in all of our real adult time together, you know, we maintained our friendship. We talked. Sometimes we went, mm-hmm. you know, years without talking, mm-hmm. a year or two, and would just pick up the phone. You know, somebody would have an impulse, and it was just like, mm-hmm. you know, hey, what'd you do today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right back to the regular mm-hmm. conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Very
That's
easy.
Right. That's right. And then when I was getting divorced, we got together.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, in
2008. Then we decided that we just wanted to be married. It meant something. It really meant something.
It's surprising how much being married means. And I really wasn't expecting it. I mean, I'd been married before, although it wasn't a happy marriage, and it was a short marriage. And we were just, you know, crazy in love and still are and having a great time and living together and everything, and things really didn't seem like they could be much better, and we got married and somehow things were better, and I don't know what it is, because we were totally committed. I mean, there wasn't going to be anything else for us. Mm-hmm. this was it.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow
there is a sense
it's
of
just, it,
unity, a sense of even more unity. I don't know,
maybe so. I don't
it's
know I have a hard
say.
Time defining it, but it really makes me, you know, hope that America will turn into a place where anybody who wants to marry anybody else can.
Because
it's really pretty cool.
It's really pretty cool.
It's all right. And also could divorce them.
Yeah. You're not divorcing me.
Neither are you.